Pastoral news. Leslie's brother has been diagnosed with vasculitis and is currently in hospital, so please pray for the whole family. Sulhi became an auntie for the second time this week. I also want to thank everyone who filled the shoe boxes, and from here we were able to send 84 shoe boxes. And I have a gentle reminder that there are envelopes available with a kit for you to complete for the alternative Christmas card. Thank you. Yes, Denise and you. You're better off.
So you know today, as part of the remembrance event, there is a, I can't remember what the technical right term is, but it's something like a people's march or, yes, you know, there's loads of people put in for it and a number of people were allowed to be part of the procession at the cenotaph, and they're ordinary people who've got, yes, well, two of those people are Denise and Barbara. So when you're watching the telly today, it's lunchtime is when it's expected. And Jesus, in the face of death and in the face of his disciples, said, "Peace is what I leave with you. It is my own peace that I give you. I do not give it as the world gives. Do not be worried and upset. Do not be afraid." Join together to sing, O God, our help in ages past.
Oh,
place you are, we say the psalm. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, my soul. I will praise God as long as I live. I will sing to God all my life. Don't put your trust in human leaders. No human being can save you. When they die, they return to the dust. On that day, all their plans come to an end. Happy are those who have the God of Jacob to help them and who depend on the Lord their God, the creator of heaven, earth, and sea, and all that is in them. God always keeps God's promises. God judges in favor of the oppressed and gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets prisoners free and gives sight to the blind. God lifts those who have fallen. God loves God's righteous people. God protects the strangers who live in our land. God helps widows and orphans, but takes the wicked to their ruin. The Lord is with forever. You, God of Zion, will reign all eventime. Praise the Lord. Please be seated. We join together to pray. Loving Lord, today we will stand and remember the human cost of many wars. All have taken their terrible toll of suffering and death. And we human beings know how to wage war, but we do not know how to grow peace. And then you come along and you say, do not resist the evildoer and love your enemy. And we think it sounds so unrealistic. We cannot let the evildoer get away with it. But could it be that you have a point? That as preparing for war takes time and energy, what if we were to invest in peacemaking? What if we were to build bridges rather than bombs? What if we grew in mutual understanding? Forgive us, Lord. Forgive our lack of trust in your judgment. Forgive our suspicion of those with a different view. Forgive our unwillingness to love our enemy. Forgive us. And the Lord says that our sins are forgiven for his sake, and we will remember that sin took Jesus to the cross. Lord, we pray. Amen. we say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. So when we get to keep the 2 minutes silence, we're all going to turn round and face that window and the war memorial. And I thought it would be helpful to have a bit of background knowledge about said window and memorial. And John Fisher, archivist, historian, and knowledgeable chap extraordinaire, will share some things with us.
Our stained glass memorial window was erected 100 years ago to honour the 27 men associated with this church who were killed in the First World War. 27 men, that's the entire side aisle there. Another 7 men died in the Second World War, and their names were later added to the memorial. Most of these 27 men were members of our Boys' Brigade, the 9th Thames Valley Company. Their average age was just 23. 13 of them have no known grave. We know a little about them all, and we have photos of a few. The memorial window is a reproduction of the painting Love Triumphant by the famous Victorian artist George Frederick Watts. The original picture can be seen at the Watts Gallery near Guildford. The painting shows time with its scythe and the draped female figure of death lying vanquished on the ground, while love spreads his wings triumphantly above them. The theme of the painting is echoed in the words inscribed beneath the 27 names, in whom love triumphed over death. The window was unveiled at a special Sunday afternoon service in October 1920 by a child called John Lewis. His father had been married in our church before the war and had enlisted in the early days of the fighting, but he was later killed. The minister said, "This little child is here today representing the new generation who will live in a freer and better world." After the dedication, 4 buglers of the Boys' Brigade sounded the last post.
And the other thing that's worth saying, for those of you who are interested in more information and learning more about those men, John and Sue Watts have done a piece of work and have produced a booklet which they have for sale.
So the Royal British Legion website. Bit of information about the poppy, and then another extraneous fact that you'll sing about in a minute. The poppy is a symbol of remembrance and a symbol of hope. It is worn by millions of people. It is red because of the natural colour of poppy fields. The poppy is not a symbol of death, and it is not a sign of support for war. It is not a reflection of politics or religion, and it is not red to reflect the colour of blood. And then they go on and they say, Great Britain still believes strongly in remembering those who fought, not only in world wars, but the more than 12,000 British servicemen and women killed and injured since 1945. 12,000 at the end of the wars. But we have to add that British Christians believe that all these deaths are a sign of sin. And British Christians believe that it is sinful that people anywhere in the world die as a result of violence. We join to sing, Peace, Perfect Peace. Please be seated. We join together to pray. Let us pray. with all who long for peace, with all who long for wise leadership, with all who long for economic security, with Jesus Christ born in an occupied country, we offer our prayers for the life of the world. With all who are besieged, with all who are driven into exile, with all who fear for the future of their unborn children, with Jesus Christ exiled into Egypt to escape a massacre, we offer our prayers for the world's refugees. With all whose daily bread is sorrow and grief, with all whose drink is their own tears, with all whose lives are draining away, with Jesus Christ, who poured out his life on a cross, we offer our prayers for those in need. Gracious Lord, on this day when we remember and reflect on 100 years, we are also struck by the reality of war as a contemporary thing in our world. On days like this, when the soldiers march, may we remember our covenant with them. And may we care for them, for they have been sent to see things that no human being should have to see. And caring for them is our responsibility. And we remember the many of them who sleep on the streets of Britain. God of hosts, make your face shine on us and all those for whom we have prayed this day. We pray in your name, Lord Jesus. Amen. So we're going to turn that way. Hop, up we get. So who's the woman? Who is she? What do we think of her? What's she? Can you remember what John said? Who's the woman? John, remind us who the woman is. At the bottom, but it's the man, forgive me. Love. So the person at the top is love. and underneath love's feet on the ground, time, death. So let us remember before God and commend to God's sure keeping those who have died for their country in war, those whose stories we've heard about, even those who in our families people remember and whose memories people cherish. And let's remember before God all who have lived and died in the service of mankind. So we pray. Almighty and eternal God, for whose love in Christ we cannot be parted, either by death or by life, hear our prayers and thanksgivings for those that some remember and some have heard of on this day, and fulfill in them the purpose of your love, and bring us with them to your eternal joy. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And the response for this is, we will remember them. They shall not grow old as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them. We will remember. Thank you. The hymn we're going to sing is written by Dominic Grant, who is the URC minister in Trinity Wimbledon, and it goes to the tune of Onward Christian Soldiers, so you know the tune even if you don't know the words. And in this hymn it mentions purple poppies, and they used to make and sell purple poppies, which were for animals. That's what the purple poppy was about. So we joined to sing. So Jesus continues to teach in the temple, and much to the light of the crowds that he attracts, and he trains his sights on the scribes, not the scribes that he had dealt with last week, who were sympathetic and interested and thought he was right, but those who are standing about in their long robes with their long prayers for the sake of appearances. And a woman comes, and she's generous, and she's also sacrificial. and Alan Oscroft will read this passage to us.
The reading is taken from Mark 12, verses 38 to 44. Jesus warns against the teachers of the law. As he taught them, he said, "Watch out for the teachers of the law, who like to walk around in their long robes and be greeted with respect in the marketplace, who choose the reserved seats in the synagogue and the best places at feasts. They take advantage of widows and rob them of their homes, and then make a show of saying long prayers. Their punishment will be all the worse." The widow's offering. As Jesus sat near the temple's treasury, he watched the people as they dropped in their money. Many rich men dropped in a lot of money. Then a poor widow came along and dropped in two little copper coins worth about a penny. He called his disciples together and said to them, "I tell you that this poor widow put more in the offering box than all the others. For the others put in what they had to spare of their riches, but she, poor as she is, put in all she had. She gave all she had to live on."
The woman is fulfilling her religious duty. She, in her poverty, is being more generous than those around her who have money. And we need to remember this. Those who are well off and who are able to make contributions that might look to others like generosity, it can actually be meanness. But this passage, which we usually take to be about generosity, is also a story about sacrifice. She sacrifices. She sacrifices because she is doing what she considers to be her religious duty. Sacrifice in a time of peace is a very interesting thing to think about. So what we're going to do now is I'm going to invite you to come and light a candle. And I want you to light a candle in thinking about somebody who has made a sacrifice. Now, it might be somebody that you remember who has died, especially if you remember somebody who died in a give their life in a cause, and they sacrificed their life. Might not be in war, but they were a peacemaker, or they were working in for community causes. Or it might be somebody who's living, that you know that as they live their life, they are sacrificial in the way that they give their life. To come. Tapers, candles. Ah, See, well seen, I'm a Presbyterian, isn't it? Two. Anybody running at the kitchen? Anybody got a lighter? Let's play Spot the Smoker. Uh-huh, good man. Behind you, go on, Alan, do the business. Thank you. Oh, no, that's really dangerous. I did warn you. Right, here we go. So we remember before God those who we know have been sacrificial in the way that they have lived life. And we pray for them. And some of them are alive and some of them are now dead. So let us pray. We remember those who have sacrificed their lives in war for our future. And we remember those who give up their lives for causes and people that they believe in. And as these light up our church building, we entrust these people into your hands, O God. We entrust our world to Jesus, who is light of the world and the Prince of Peace. Lord, we pray. Amen. So let's continue our worship as we make our offering. Loving God, you have lavished gifts on us in family and friends, in our neighbours in the church, and our neighbours far and wide. And you've given to each one of us talents or graces to share, which when we use them, enrich other people's lives as well as our own. And above all, you have given us love to share through compassion, gentleness and mutual support. Forgive us when self-interest or indifference makes us careless or faithful servants. Bless this money that we bring. Bless the lives that we offer as signs that we would be your people, living for you, Lord Jesus, day by day. Lord, we pray. Amen. So after we've finished the service, just to remind you, there is a church meeting, and for those of you who are interested, I'm going to talk to you a bit about my walk. So you might not be a person who usually comes to church meeting, but that, you know, there's not much on the telly. Do it. Make me a channel of your peace, we join to sing. So may God, who does not take sides, bless us with a heart that embraces all need and all creation. May Jesus, who laid down his life for us all, bless us with love that knows no boundaries. And may the Holy Spirit lead us in the path of peace, that we may lead others. Amen.